A Little Doom for Christmas by Nicholas Thirkettle. Yesterday at the coffee shop, in between a haircut and a visit to the mall, I started thinking about Malthusian doom. I sat down with the intention of reading a nice book, but that happened instead, which I just chalk up to how a writer's mind operates. Malthusian doom is the fear that the human population will grow too big too quickly, prompting some catastrophe to correct our numbers back to the level that the planet can actually sustain. There are any number of flaws with this 250-year-old theory, but as they say in the TV business, it's got a hook. So I sat there with my cold brew and pondered if there were any realistic ways that we could all be wiped out. It was actually pretty difficult. There are over 7 billion of us, after all. My family used to have the damnedest time with this Swiss chard in our backyard garden. Every time we thought we'd found the last renegade root of it, we'd turn our back, and a week later, boom, the garden would be a hipster salad bar all over again. And those sunflowers we wanted to grow wouldn't be looking so good. So when you're trying to envision a scenario that's practical that would actually account for 7 billion people with no exceptions, it gets tricky, since presumably many of us will not want to be eradicated and try to do something about it. Naturally, this got me thinking about sperm. If we're going to be wiped out, I don't think it will be by aliens or pollution or robot uprising. All that stuff would be very effective, maybe even scoring 90% or above, but some people would no doubt find their ways to burrow in, hide out, keep themselves going. No, to truly get that perfect score on the Malthusian scale, it's going to take something like much smaller and simpler, like a change in our sperm. I started Googling to learn the latest scientific news about sperm, and I learned that they can map the genome of an entire single sperm now. And not just that, they mapped 91 individual sperm from a single man's sample to see all the mutation and genetic variety that occurs. 91 potential babies that each would have turned out slightly differently, all coming down to which sperm got to that egg and got invited in first. I realized, sipping my coffee, that one of the defining truths of human existence is that none of us knows why one sperm wins the race and another doesn't. Why an egg says yes to one when another that looks pretty much just like it doesn't catch her fancy. The mysteries of love and fate are all right there when we start being baked, and since we still have genetic flaws that create disability and disease that seem to have no positive purpose, it shows you that we still, even at our most basic level, have no idea what we're trying to be and how to most effectively steer ourselves in that direction. All we're ever doing in romance, in career, in morals, in friendship, is taking a gamble whose odds we can live with. A disagreement over which sperm is definitely the keeper, I thought. That's the sort of thing that could get the human race in actual trouble. But if we let love stay a mystery, maybe we can handle that giant meteor headed our way.